You want to see a bad guy, Nick, go to the movies. That's the only place they got heroes and villains. Outside the movies, everybody's a poor slob with his own good reasons for doing lousy things.
You mean like setting me up? Setting me up for Angelo and his whip?
Theater 5 presents Man on the Canyon Wall.
Peppy.
Matter, Tony? You nervous?
Yeah, it's a mile drop to the canyon.
Big horn sure are high, man, huh?
Well, it ain't Chicago. We got much farther to go.
Top of this mountain road, Angelo said.
Boy, Nick sure picked himself a hideout. Yankee knows how we traced him to Wyoming?
They never know. The Cicero gang always gets the blade in when a guy don't expect nothing.
Poor slob.
Yeah, Nick's a loser. Jerk should have split for the South Pole when he had the chance.
Well, what made Nick do it, Peppy?
I heard it was a dame.
Well, that figures.
Sure. Why else would a guy be stupid enough to cut out with 80 G's belonging to Angelo or Rica?
Hey, is Nick really out of the life?
That's the scoop.
Knife!
Got a new name. And he owns this crummy sheep ranch up here. Guess he don't want to play with his bad boys no more.
Nick never was no hard rock.
Ah, he was a smart boy. Like you.
Lay off.
Well, you are a smart boy, ain't you? Gunsel for Angelo Arica. They ain't even killed a man yet.
I killed a guy.
Hmm?
South Vietnam.
Commie?
No. Ranger captain from Saigon.
Them the guys on our side?
Yeah. I was with his crummy patrol when we hit a Viet Cong village. Got 7 women prisoners.
That was the best kind, man.
So this Jazzbo starts torturing them to make them talk. I don't go for them kicks, not on dames. So I tell him, cut it out. He flips his wig and tells me to get lost. It's his outfit.
You mean you plugged him for that?
So I pull a gun on him to make him lay off. So he goes for his own heat. Only I'm a little faster.
That why you was court-martialed?
That was why, yeah. After that, it was the whole world versus Tony Valetti. I was lucky to get out with a dishonorable discharge. But just try. Try and get a decent job with one of them.
You wanted to be a working stiff?
Well, not bad enough to clean out cesspools. The only guy willing to give me a real break was Angelo Arik. Look out, will you?
Hey, let go of the wheel.
Slow up. We almost went over that time. Hey, if I didn't grab the wheel...
I wasn't no 3 inches from the edge.
Look, we're supposed to bring Nick back to Chicago alive, remember? Not the way you drive, we won't.
I'd be doing him a favor.
You mean that steel whip of Angelo's?
Yeah. Nice and slow. In front of the whole mob.
Angelo don't have to do it like that.
You figure Nick deserves better, kid?
Nobody's a villain, Peppy. That's only in the movies. Everybody does what he's got to do. It's a tough world.
Yeah. Well, you got any idea of giving it to Nick quick? Forget it. Understand?
I ain't gonna shoot him.
You better not. When Angelo says bring him in breathing, he means breathing. Hey, Tony, look at them hawks flying down there in the canyon.
Hi, Tox, look out!
What?
Left wheel spinning off the road!
What's rocking the car?
It's sliding over, quick, Peppy!
Yes.
Jump out my sight! All right, Peppy.
My back. It's killing me.
Oh, hang on, Peppy, hang on.
I can't hardly breathe.
thin. Stabs your lungs like needles.
How far down are we from the road?
I don't know, maybe 30 feet.
Gotta get help quick. Yell, kid.
Help! Help! Somebody help!
I think it's the kid.
Somebody's gotta hear it. Listen, Peppy.
How you doing, kid?
I'm going nuts with the pain in my arms.
Hang on, kid. Hang on, you'll make it. Here comes the car. Yeah, we're dead, kid. Now.
Help!
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 Can't hear yet. Oh, the motor. So long, dummy.
Peppy?
Don't look down, kid.
Don't let go, Peppy. Oh, no. Walt, be my mother. Don't let me go. I'm only 25. Somebody save me. Car coming back. It is. I must have heard Peppy scream.
Here I am! Here! Down here! Look down here!
Now, Mac, hang on.
Hurry up, I'm flipping.
I got a rope. I just tied one end of my feather.
Hurry up, I can't last.
I'll lower myself down here and tie you onto the rope. Here I come, Mac. Hang on. Get a good grip on that leg, pal. Ain't gonna be easy.
Okay. Don't jerk me, Nick. Love of heaven, don't jerk.
You know my name, huh?
I heard it in Sundance.
Yeah. Glad to sit around here, Mac.
But you must have told me.
Hey, your voice sounds familiar all of a sudden.
Hurry up, will you? I can't hang on. No.
Turn your face around.
I can't move.
Turn your face around. Tony.
Yeah. Yeah, it's me, Nick.
Tony Valetti. Hiya, pal. Long time no see.
Give me a break, Nick. Tie me on the rope.
Who was in your car when it dumped in the canyon?
Peppy the ball.
You guys were paying me a friendly little visit, huh?
Angelo just wants to talk
to you. Sure he does. With his big steel whip, huh? Where is he?
My arm, Nick. Please.
Where's Angelo?
Chicago. Mother of God, Nick, get me out of here.
Get you out of here?
You gotta, Nick. You gotta.
Oh, wouldn't I be a first-class monkey's uncle? Oh, I'm letting you hang here till you drop. Happy landings, pal.
If you put me on that rope, I'll tell Angelo you saved me. You, He'll give you a break, Nick.
Sure he will. A million breaks. All over my bones and skin.
All right. All right, Nick, all right. Don't save me, but have a heart.
What do you want?
A shove. I can't make myself let go.
You mean it?
Yes. Yes, I mean it. Do it, Nick. Let me die fast.
Shut your eyes.
Okay. So long, Nick. Nick,
hang on and don't move.
You're tying me under the rope.
Yeah. I'm a first-class monkey's uncle.
But why are you doing it, Nick?
I'm a jerk. And I wouldn't let a dog die like this.
Give me a hand. Oh, man. Solid earth.
See the car down there. Looks like a squashed bug.
Yeah, so is Peppy. Poor guy. I'd be laying next to him right now. Except for you, Nick.
Yeah. I got a bottle. You want a buzz?
Yeah, I sure could use one.
Yeah.
Well, you first, Nick. Attaboy.
Catch.
Thanks. Oh, man. That's good. Nothing like a belt to make a gut. Nick?
Yeah?
You pointing that gun at me?
Yeah.
Well, why?
Why not?
Well, you're going to kill me?
Yeah, Tony, I'm going to kill you.
Don't make sense.
Don't?
Well, not after risking your neck to save me. Don't.
Tony, on the Canyon Wall, you weren't one of Angelo Arica's boys. You were just a guy asking me to save your life. Any guy.
Nuts. You knew who I was.
Sure. But I didn't let myself think about it. Or maybe I wouldn't sleep nights if I'd left you hanging there. I don't know.
Well, thanks a lot for nothing.
Up here, I got no choice, Tony. Now you're not just any guy anymore. You're Angelo's gunsel.
He just wants to see you.
You ever see him use that whip, Tony?
I don't like to watch that stuff.
You ought to, Tony. Very educational. Tells you a lot about guys like Angelo. He has fun with that whip. I once seen him use it. Angelo cut the guy to shreds for half an hour.
Angelo ain't a bad guy if you don't cross him. He'd give me a break when I needed it. I owe Angelo a lot, Nick.
Like setting me up for the whip, for instance?
Oh, Nick, you want to see a bad guy, go to the movies. Everybody's a poor slob with his own good reasons for doing lousy things. Didn't you have yours for crossing Angelo?
Yeah.
Nobody's a bad guy or a good guy, Nick. You just do what you gotta do, that's all.
That's why I gotta kill you now, Tony.
Yeah, I know it.
I wish I didn't have to. I mean that.
I got no score coming, Nick. You didn't have to pull me out of that canyon.
I'd take a chance and let you go if it was just me. But I got a family to worry about now.
You married the thing?
Oh, she's my brother's wife.
Your brother's wife?
He was killed in a gang fight in New York. That's when I decided I had a belly full of the gang. My brother and me, we joined because my father said we had to. Pop was mixed up with that mob all the way back to Sicily.
Well, why'd you take off with Angelo's dough?
My brother left a wife and three kids. I wanted him to have a chance. So I borrowed $80,000 from Angelo to buy this sheep ranch up here.
you borrowed.
Angelo's going to get back every cent. He already got 12 grand saved up.
Maybe Angelo will take your marker for the dough.
And kiss me on both cheeks. No, no, Tony. I bought a decent life for my brother's family and me. I'm hanging on to it.
Angelo won't let you.
You'll have to find me again.
Maybe you could stay here, Nick.
Yeah? How?
I could go back and tell Angelus it was a bum steer that you ain't here.
No sale, Tony. I couldn't trust you.
Why not? I'm just a homesick Chicago boy trying to eat regular. I got no beef against you.
You're still Angelo's man. It's too long a shot. You understand, Tony? It's nothing personal.
Yeah. I know you ain't no killer, Nick.
Yeah, you better turn around.
Yeah.
Any last message you'd like me to get home to your folks?
Yeah. Send it in.
Nick!
All right. I got your gun, Nick. Now don't make me shoot.
Canyon wall.
I'm sorry, Nick. A guy's got to look out for himself any way he can. Okay, in the car.
Tony. You owe me a favor for bringing you up on that rope.
I can't let you go, Nick.
I'm not asking you to.
Then what do you want?
Shoot me here, now.
I can't, Nick. I can't.
You owe me.
Angelo's mad. He wants you breathing.
I didn't let you die a terrible way.
Nick, listen, Angelo is my only friend. When nobody had touched me with a 10-foot pole, I owe him. I owe him before I owe you. You understand?
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. It's like you said, Tony. You want to see villains, you go to the movies.
Okay, in the car, Nick.
Uncle? Uncle Nick?
Who's that?
My name's Teresa.
Uncle Nick, did you find the man who was yelling?
All right, stand still and you won't get hurt, kid.
Uncle Nick, he's got a gun.
All right, honey. He's a friend of mine. I have to go away with him for a while.
When are you coming back?
Maybe not for a long time, honey.
But what will we do without you, Uncle Nick? Who'll look after us?
You tell your mother if I'm held up getting back, sell the ranch.
No. You mustn't leave us, Uncle. Please. Please don't go away.
That can't be helped, honey. Now you tell Mother I want you all to go to my cousin Maria in Los Angeles. She has a big house.
Uncle Nick, no. No, no. You're all we have. Oh, please. Please don't go away.
Go back to the house now, Teresa.
No.
Quickly. Do as I say.
No.
Goodbye for me. Don't look back, honey. Don't look back. Okay, Tony. Who drives?
I do. Get away from the car, Nick.
You ain't taking me? You're gonna let me die easy here, huh?
Start walking.
Thanks, Tony. I hope this don't get you in any trouble with Angelo.
I'll tell him you went for Pepe and both of you went over the cliff.
Thanks. So long, Tony.
So long.
Well, come on. Come on, Tony. Shoot, shoot. Tony?
Yeah?
You gonna run me down or something?
No.
You're not gonna kill me?
Get out of Wyoming with your brother's wife and kids. Angelo may not believe me.
Well, then what happened to you?
I don't know.
Tony, why are you giving me this break?
Maybe I do owe you before I owe Angelo. He's got no beef. I couldn't do him no good dead at the bottom of the canyon. And that's where I'd be right now with Pepe, except you give me a break.
That ain't why you're doing it, Tony.
No.
No. It was the way that kid cried on my shoulder.
Baloney.
Because my brother's widow and kids got nobody to look after them but me.
Look, nobody's a villain. Not you, not me, not Angelo. We all got reasons.
You're a decent guy, Tony.
Send Angelo the dough when you got it, understand? 10 G's at a time, but don't sign your name. Don't make no liar out of me.
Thanks, Tony.
Shut up. I'll beat it home before I change my mind.
So long, Tony. So long.
Presented Man on the Canyon Wall, written by Jules Archer and directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, Jackson Beck, Evelyn Juster, George Petrie, and Jack Grimes. Audio engineers Neil Pulse and Marty Folia.